It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we're going to list music and interviews from the bands that make the Jersey rock. Coming up, Kodiak rocks Roslyn, New York. Keith Wolf calls in to tell us about Frankenstein 3000's upcoming show with Tom Kiefer. Matt O'Ree rocks Red Bank and the Wonder Bar on back-to-back nights. And we talk with Joe Bagnol of the First Avenue Playhouse in Atlantic Highlands. They're currently trying to raise funds to restore the building, and they're getting a little help from Kevin Smith. If you didn't know, Clerks was actually cast there back in the early 90s. More on that later. But first, joining us over the phone is Lou Panico of Levy and the Oaks. They have a residency over at the Asbury Park Yacht Club. Sunday nights, and on Sunday, August 4th, they're going to rock with the Foes of Fern. They're recording a live album that evening. Lou, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to have you on here. And, you know, before we get into any of the stuff that's going on August 4th over at the Asbury Park Yacht Club, you know, back on Monday, we had some serious weather roll through the area. Trees were down. Traffic lights were out. The WRIT studio was constantly going back and forth between generator power. And word is, your block dealt with a tornado.
So the cops basically said that a tornado came down my street, which makes total sense because there are still trees down and the cable lines getting put back up. It's been a very crazy week, to say the least. We're not in Kansas anymore, for sure.
Well put. As long as you don't have like a scarecrow or a tin man or any little people showing up on your doorstep, you should be good. But you know, I'm glad that everyone's all right. It's just crazy the weather we've been having lately. And hopefully the weather on August 4th will be great. Tell us exactly what's going on. You're filming and recording, right?
Correct. Yeah. So we're filming and recording a live album from beginning to end. So the entire set that night will be recorded and filmed. And then we're going to release that album on all streaming platforms via Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, and Amazon. So whoever wants to be a part of the album can come and they can throw tomatoes at us and they can yell we suck, and it'll probably make the recording, and then they get to hear back all the nasty things they said about us on stage.
That turned dark fast. It's the Yacht Club, so admission's free, right?
Yep. Free show, 8 o'clock. It's gonna be a great time.
Yeah, hell yeah. And of course, you know, if you're an aspiring model and you want to get your face out there, this is a good opportunity. Or if you just want to see some great bands as well, Foes of Fern also performing. And you guys are doing this residency all summer long at the Yacht Club, right?
Yes, sir. We're doing it until September, I want to say 19th, 20th, around there. So the third week of September. So we got 2 months left. It's been a great time. And we have a blast.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Levy and the Oaks is doing?
Ooh, you can follow us on Instagram at Levy and the Oaks. I believe that's what the hip kids are doing these days. And you can find us on Facebook and levyandtheoaks.com.
The track we're doing recently released, your cover of The Romantics, Talking in Your Sleep. Tell us about this tune.
So a while back, we got hired to play an 80s-themed night at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, and we had such a great time learning all of these 80s songs that, you know, we used to hear growing up but never really paid much attention to, and Talking in Your Sleep by The Romantics was one of the songs that we played for that show, and we liked it so much that randomly we would throw it into sets and, like, play the song, at all the shows we would play after that. So we play all of our original music, and then eventually we'd be like, okay, let's play a cover, and we ended up picking Talking in Your Sleep, like, 9 out of 10 times. So eventually we said, hey, we should record this song. We have a lot of fun. We like the song. So we did, and we released it. And you can check it out right now on Spotify.
Lou Panico of Levy and the Oaks. Don't miss them at the Asbury Park Yacht Club Sunday nights. The residency continues all summer long, but on Sunday, August 4th, you can catch them with Foes of Fern. They're filming and recording a live album that night. Be a part of the experience. Lou, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Levy and the Oaks doing their rendition of The Romantics, Talking in Your Sleep on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Hear the thing. Hey, this is Pete Majani of Kodiak, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Goodbye on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. And assuming that you're listening to this on Sunday night and you happen to be in New York State this evening, you can catch them at my father's place in Roslyn. Their debut album is due out this fall. They currently have 3 singles out, all of which you can listen to at KodiakBand.com. Joining us over the phone is Joe Bagnall of the First Avenue Playhouse in Atlantic Highlands. Joe, thanks for calling into the show.
No problem.
Now, for those who don't know the history of the First Avenue Playhouse, it does have some serious significance, not only in the New Jersey for what it's done over the years, but on the worldwide scale, because the film Clerks was cast there.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, over 25 years ago, Kevin Smith came to our doors. He had just come out of college, and he had maxed out all his credit cards, and he needed a place to audition. He asked us if he could audition at our place, and we said, sure, we'll help you out, and we set it up for him. So that's where he did his audition, and most of the people in his show were our actors. He had a few of his people, too, but most of them, the leads came from here and everything, so we were happy to help him.
Yeah, I know. If you see a show at the First Avenue Playhouse, there's a high likelihood that you're seeing at least one person who appeared in Clerks, and that includes you.
That's correct. Yep.
What part did you do in the film?
I was the guy with the cat, and my wife was the one with the irritated woman in the store next door.
And the First Avenue Playhouse, it's a 501 nonprofit. It's a dessert theater. How long have you guys existed for?
31 years.
It caught my attention recently because a Facebook event went up just recently, and it sold out immediately, a reading of Clerks 3 with Kevin Smith and all of his actors. And what struck me about it wasn't just the fact that Kevin Smith's doing this cool thing, but the reason for it, you guys need to raise some funds for repairs, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We're the only nonprofit theater company, I believe, here in New Jersey, that bought the building. And that was 31 years ago. A lot of things have happened. Our roof has gone in disrepair, a leak all over the place. You know, chairs are bad, the rugs are bad. We needed general improvement where we didn't have the funds to do it. So one of our board members decided to go on the GoFundMe page to see if we can raise some funds. And that's where Kevin saw us, on the GoFundMe. And when he saw that, he realized that this is where he started, and he wanted to help. And that's what escalated and turned into the Clerks 3 reading. From what I understand, the Clerks 3 reading was a possible film production that was never produced. So he's going to have his people hear it for the first time here. And basically that's it in a nutshell. We just need general improvements really bad. It's going to cost a lot of money.
The Clerks 3, the read, it sold out almost instantaneously because only 80 tickets were available, because you are an intimate venue. If somebody who's seen a play at the First Avenue Playhouse over the years, or just likes supporting the arts, would like to help you out, how can they do so?
Well, they can do it either by going on GoFundMe or send donations directly to us. If they come directly to us, then we send back letters for the IRS, you know, they can use it on their tax returns.
How could somebody find out the information needed to get those funds to you?
I guess go on our website, firstavenueplayhouse.com. All our information about where we are is there. I don't know if the donation thing is there yet or not. I have to check that. But the easiest way to do it is to go on GoFundMe.
Speaking of the First Avenue Playhouse and everything you guys have going on there, what are you currently featuring?
Well, right now we're doing a four women in, it's called the Ladies Foursome. It's about four women that are playing golf on 18 holes, and we do the 18 holes right on the stage. The comedy that comes out of women gossiping as they tee off for each hole.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that the First Avenue Playhouse is doing?
Well, the best way is to call me here at the Playhouse. We can't advertise everything because the publishers, especially Samuel French, they insist that you don't do anything publicly without paying your royalties up front first. So naturally, we're sluggish a little bit right now. We can't pay it up front. We can only pay when we're ready to do the show.
What number can they reach the First Avenue Playhouse at?
732-291-7552.
Joe Bagnola of the First Avenue Playhouse in Atlantic Highlands. Joe, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And right now, let's do a track from Metal Reband. You can catch Matt O'Ree and Aaron performing an acoustic set at the Red Bank Rocks concert at Riverside Gardens Park in Red Bank August 2nd. That's a free show. The following night, August 3rd, the entire band is performing at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park in support of Melody Trucks. More info at MattO'ReeBand.com. This track was recorded live in the WRAT studio. Here's Matt O'Ree and Aaron doing Black Boots on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Superstitious man, no. These shoes, they got a curse on them, yo. Sometimes I think that they're just chasing me. Don't believe in conspiracies, but seems like they got it out for us. and check on one away in that. Everyone says it's killing me. I hear you, but it's not that easy. Black boots and cold gin. Feel the trouble about to begin. Let's all turn it all down. Dark times won't, but I can't stop these black boots.
Vendetta Rose, you're listening to Tom Hanley, 95.9 The Rat, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Stand the birds standing in the mirror.
Vendetta Rose on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. August 21st, you can catch them with B. Wood rocking Mogo at First Avenue in Asbury Park. More info at VendettaRoseBand.com. Joining us over the phone is Keith Roth, host of the Rats Electric Ballroom, Sundays from 8 to 10, and the frontman of Frankenstein 3000. You can catch them at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania on August 2nd. They're playing with Tom Kiefer of Cinderella. Keith, thanks for calling into the show.
Tom, you know, anything you ask, and I'm always happy to be with you, man. Always fun talking to you and hanging out with you, the whole thing.
Sam here, bro. It's always a pleasure, and this is a cool show coming up, opening for Tom Kiefer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, we did it last year at the Space in Westbury, and we were playing the Space a lot last year, and, you know, Tom's a great guy, and this is with his solo thing, which very Stonesy, you know, very much reminded me of, like, you know, Exile on Main Street kind of Stones. He's a multi-talented dude. I mean, great guitar player, great singer. He plays sax, piano. We played with Cinderella once years ago, and then we did direct support for Tom, and then they asked us this year, and it's like a hometown gig, a homecoming gig for Tom, so we were honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, Glenside, Pennsylvania, it's approximately like an hour or so away from Asbury Park, roughly.
Yeah, it's about 50 miles or something like that. It ain't too bad.
You can take an Amtrak there, though, if you wanted to, right?
I think so. I think you can take an Amtrak anywhere, right?
And I haven't been on an Amtrak in like 25 years.
It used to be cool when we used to go to the city all the time from Metro Park, and sometimes you were able to jump on the Amtrak and hit the bar. You know, there's a bar on there. It was fun.
Wait, the Amtrak had a bar?
Yeah.
New Jersey Transit needs to up their game.
Well, this is going back to, a few years ago.
Anyway, though, that's going to be a good show August 2nd. And actually, if anyone's listening to this on Sunday, you're rocking Jersey City with the surf club with Kingston and Greystar, correct?
Yeah, we played there last week. I mean, and the hottest day of the year, you know, four sets. We do all, you know, cover stuff like Talking Heads, The Cars, Blondie, you know, the B-52s, Missing Persons, In Excess, stuff like that. We have a good time, a good crowd. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a great place, Surf City in Jersey City. Great view, great food, great drinks. It's definitely come down and chill 3 to 7 Sunday.
Hell yeah. So if you're listening to this podcast, you've got 1 hour to go because this show goes live at 6 p.m. on Sunday. So if you're listening to this on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, well, you're out of luck, but don't miss Frankenstein 3000 on August 2nd. Now, speaking of things that are happening tonight on Sunday and next week, what's coming up on tonight's Electric Ballroom?
Tonight we got the iconic John Anderson of Yes. He's got a show actually on Friday, August 2nd in Asbury Park at the Paramount. So he's pumping that, and John always likes to talk about the Beatles, and he put out a really great record called 1,000 Hands, and he started doing this like 30 years ago, so some of the people that aren't with us anymore played on that record, like Chris Squire and then Steve Howe, you know, a lot of former Yes band members, and it's a really cool record, really cool. John sounds amazing on it, and also one of my favorite bands from New Jersey, the Ribeye Brothers, Tim Cronin, will be joining the party, and hanging out with me in the studio and talking about the, you know, touring and, you know, the upcoming Ribeye's record. Always great hanging out with Tim. That should be fun.
So if you're listening to this show on July 28th, that's tonight, 8 to 10 on Rat Radio. If you were listening to this show after July 28th, what's coming up on next week's Electric Ballroom?
Oh, Dave Schramm from the Schramms. You know, they put out their first record in almost two decades called Omnidirectional. And, you know, people know Dave Schramm. He was in Yola Tango. He played on, you know, some of their records. He also played it with the Replacements on All Shook Down. He's got a cool history, and this record's really good. So Dave Schramm from the Schramms, Yola Tango, will be with me the following week.
And Frankenstein 3000's latest album, The Blunt Truth, is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
Amazon, mainmanrecords.com, Target, Barnes & Noble, pretty much anywhere.
And the track we're doing off of that release is New York City. Tell us about this tune.
You know, I wrote that a long time ago, and when we were making this record, this record has been really cool. I mean, it's done really well, and, really proud of this record. We're still promoting it. You know, we're probably going to start recording another one probably in the dead of winter, have it out for next year. But, this song goes all the way back to, like, I wrote this literally right after 9/11 and forgot about it and then had a dream about it, and it fit perfectly on the record. And, still feel the same way about New York City as I did back then, and the greatest city in the world.
Keith Roth of Frankenstein 3000. Don't miss them at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania, August 2nd, opening for Tom Kiefer. Keith, thanks for calling into the show.
Tom, always a pleasure, man. Always good talking to you, buddy.
Same here. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Frankenstein 3000 with New York City on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I love New York City, greatest place in the world. I love New York City, I love New York, yeah. Downtown in a green-ass village, Hell's Kitchen, Central Park, New York Knicks at the Garden, Broadway.
City on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss them opening for Tom Kiefer at the Kenswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania on August 2nd. More info on that on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Of course, you can score their latest album, The Blunt Truth, at MainManRecords.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.